Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Ignite at Night. My name is Shalia, and today I'm doing a special episode for you all. For those of you who may not know, today is Aaliyah and Sade's birthday. Two musical queens, two musical legends. One is here, one is gone, but their music is so amazing. So Aaliyah was born today in 1979 in New York, and Sade was born today as well, 1959 in Nigeria. Aaliyah would have been 37 today, and Sade has turned 57. May Sade, pray that you have a great birthday. They're both multi-platinum artists. All of their albums have went multi-platinum. So today on this episode, I'm going to play for you guys a few of my favorite songs by both Aaliyah and Sade, and I'm also going to give you a few facts that you may have not known about them, so you don't want to miss it. So I'm going to start this off by saying Aaliyah was a huge fan of Sade, and she stated it so many times. When asked about who her inspirations were, she said, and I quote, "Sade, how beautiful is she? I chose her because I idolized her. I've always looked up to her. She and I have the same birthday, which is January 16th, so I feel like she is my soul sister. What I love about Sade is that she stays true to her style no matter what. She can leave us for 8 years and come back and be absolutely mind-blown, and you got to respect that." Now, that can go both ways. So that was her description of why she loved Sade so much, but a lot of what she said about staying true to her style and, you know, all of that, it also reminds me of Aaliyah. So just amazing, two amazing artists. And her name is pronounced Aaliyah, not Aaliyah for you people. She said it plenty of times. It's pronounced Aaliyah, so make sure y'all get that. So we're going to start this countdown with a little Aaliyah. Here's one of my favorites by her, More Than a Woman.
Thank you.
right, that was More Than a Woman by Ali. I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs by her. So beautiful. She was more than a woman. Sade was as well. Few quick facts about Sade. Sade's real name is Helen Fela Sade Adu. And Sade is actually the name of the band. I think people think too much just Sade, you know, singer, which it is, but that's the name of the full band. They formed in London in 1982, and the band members include Sade Adu herself, Paul Dick, Kale, Stuart Matthewman, and former members include Paul Anthony, Cook, and Dave Early. Sade's daughter, for those of you who don't know, Ela Adu, is 19 years old, and she is gorgeous, so beautiful. And Sade has received 4 Grammy Awards, and they have released 6 albums, all of which have gone multi-platinum, and they're decades of hits. They released them in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010. So Sade's been doing her thing. For the next song that I'm going to play, it comes off of Sade's 1988 album, Stronger Than Pride, another classic song and probably my favorite song by Sade. Here is Love is Stronger Than Pride by Sade.
I won't pretend. Thank you.
for the sauce, honey mustard, drink of fruit punch. Love is Stronger Than Pride by Sade, another instant classic, my favorite song by her. And it's true, isn't love stronger than pride? It really is. But anyway, here's some more Aaliyah facts that you might not know. Aaliyah facts. So here are a few movies that you probably didn't know she was supposed to star in when she was alive. Of course, we had Romeo Must Die and Queen of the Damned, but she had so many movie roles lined up. Crazy. So, first, she was supposed to play Honey in the 2003 film Honey, starring Jessica Alba. She was also supposed to star as Z in The Matrix Reloaded, and she actually filmed some of the role before her untimely death, and later she was replaced by Nona Gay. Whitney Houston originally wanted Aaliyah for the Sparkle remake, and she talked about it a lot of times. It was going to be produced by Deborah Martin Chase. They had everything in line, but of course, tragedy strikes. And she was also going to star in an interracial love story of a man who falls for his jazz idol's daughter, and it was going to be titled Some Kind of Blue. And for those of you who are wondering, how did Aaliyah keep that flat belly? She talks about her diet plan. She eats a healthy low-fat diet with lots of grains, fruits and vegetables. She didn't eat red meat, dairy, or pork, and she did a total body workout with weights every other day. And her trainer was Dion. He's still training a lot of celebrities and getting them in shape as well. So there you have it, guys. A few facts. Rest in peace, Aaliyah. And the last song that I am going to play is probably my favorite Aaliyah song. This is actually the first song that I really started to like her. It happened when I was about 7. And my mom had the CD. I always go through my mom's CDs. And I played this song. The first was We Need a Resolution. I heard that before. And the second was Loose Rap. And I heard it. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I love this song. And I kept playing it. It turned out to be my favorite song on the whole album. And to this day, it's still my favorite Aaliyah songs of all time. So without further ado, here is Loose Rap by Aaliyah.
Cause you got it.
That was Lucia Pa'aliyah. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today for our special. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, Sunday, 6:30 p.m. for our regular show, Ignite at Night. And I'm going to count down more of my favorite songs by Aaliyah and Sade. Some unreleased stuff, so you don't want to miss it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Have a great night. Happy birthday, Aaliyah, Sade. Rest in peace, Aaliyah. And again, guys, make sure you tune in tomorrow, 6:30, 7 o'clock, to hear more of our favorite songs and for our regular show. All right, bye.
Fill me, Cupid, shine me, my heartbeat. I see.